Yesterday I had a wedding and I used this story to start my homily for the wedding. Do you know the difference between complete and finish? Okay. When a man marries the right woman, he is complete. But when a man marries the wrong woman, he is finished. What's that? The end. If the right woman catches the man with the wrong woman, he is completely finished. Today in our gospel in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 48, we hear Jesus' invitation to go and love, not hate, to forgive, to be perfect, to always say, I can, I can. Verse 41 says, go an extra mile. How do you go an extra mile? There was a member of St. Teresa who was in St. Vincent de Paul, and one time he received a call from his cell phone from a client who was a regular client of St. Vincent de Paul at St. Teresa. But he was way out and he wanted help. John did not, you know, think of anything, went beyond the call of the boundaries of the parish and went to assist the man. While he was assisting the man, he got heart attack. And he was brought to the hospital, and I received the call because I was in his phone book. And the PMT called me and asked me if I know this man, and I said yes, John Andasula. And I went there and he was really in a lot of pain. And he told me, and I said, what are you doing here, John? It's way, way out. Father, somebody asked help, and I wanted to help, even if it's outside of boundaries. That is going an extra mile. The minimum of love is justice, but beyond justice is love. Second point, that is verse 44. Love your enemies and do pray for them. All of us probably have experienced one way or another being persecuted because of our looks, our beliefs, our origin, and even some trivial things. And sometimes we journey through pain, we journey through anger because of the hurts. And here comes Jesus telling us to go beyond and learn to journey to acceptance, learn to journey to love, and to pray for those who persecute us. It's a difficult journey. I'm sure all of us are struggling to do that. I have my own struggles, whether it is family members or whoever, who's continually, not probably directly hurting me, but it hurts me to see them hurting themselves, hurting others. You see, God is telling us, forgive and forget those who have hurt us, and focus on the people who love us every day. Second, forget those who make us cry and focus on those who makes us smile. And third, forget all the pains, but do not forget the lessons that you gain. I've told you about that book that I've read that had helped me a lot. Sometimes we win, sometimes we learn. And we continue to learn, we are growing. We go on, we grow on, and we stay on. Lastly, be perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. As your heavenly Father is perfect. What do you mean by be perfect? It means simply that I can. A Filipino-American by the name of Jessica Cox, one of well-known motivation speakers, said, "Stop saying I can't." She was born with no arms. And everybody was telling her that she could not study. And she finished until college. Everybody was telling her she could not drive. As early as 15 years old, she can drive using her feet. Everybody was telling her that she cannot play the piano. And she plays piano using her feet. Everybody was telling her that she could not scuba dive. He's a licensed scuba diver. Everybody was telling her that she could not fly a plane. And she is a licensed pilot, airline pilot. How many of us physically is much better than her? We have our arms. And yet, there are so many challenges in our life that we say, I can't do that. I don't have the talent. I don't have the energy. I don't have the skills. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It simply means that you can. You can if you want. If you have that someone that you can always lean on and say, you can. You can. I started by telling you that difference between a complete and finish. You see, if we allowed our right attitude to continue, then we will be complete. But if we allow our wrong attitudes to stifle the little right attitude that we have, then we're finished. We're finished. And lastly, but if we allow our right attitude to really develop and allow us to really grow, I tell you, we can completely finish everything that we can start. Next week, we will have the St. Vincent de Paul walk and run. Some of you might have not yet registered. I'm asking you, register. And you might be saying, I can't do it. 5 kilometers? You can. We can walk together. We can walk together. The point is, we can. We can. For some, it is a race. But for many of us, it is a walk. It is a journey. A journey. If we journey together, probably it's even better than winning the race. Why? Because we are journeying together. And that's being perfect, because we're utilizing what we really have. So I invite you, those who have not yet registered, please register. This is the last week, and we will have it next Saturday. Last, please pray that it will not rain. We cannot stop the rain. If it rains, I don't know what Lee would do. Lee will stand.